Welcome to Eye on the Illini. Today is an unscheduled but exciting podcast as we're going to talk about Illinois agreeing to a multi-year extension with defensive coordinator Ryan Walters. And thankfully, we have Matt Stevens, our Illinois guy or Illini guy's beat reporter, who is covering the football team like a blanket. He's been all over this program and all over this story. So let's get into this right away. Matt, this is a 3-year deal. Why don't you describe where he was and what he will be making so that Illini fans understand the context as to why this is such a big deal for Illinois sports?
Yeah, happy Sunday, Mike, and happy Sunday for the Walters family, because Ryan Walters just became a 7-figure coordinator and one of, I think, 30 that are in 7-figure coordinators are in the country. So when Ryan Walters, it was funny because Ryan Walters actually took what I thought was a pay cut to come to Illinois and work for Brett Bielema. He was making somewhere close to $900,000 a year in the year prior when Eli Drinkwitz kept him on staff after he got the job at Missouri and took over for Barry Odom. And he came to Illinois for what I understand is an $850,000 annual salary that was supposed to be stretched over 3 years. And so first of all, he took a pay cut to, I think, what was considered increase his staying power as a defensive coordinator to 3 years. Well, he's now increased his salary almost double by the time that this contract's over, because it will start at just over $1 million for next year. But then you add on what Josh Whitman has put into this contract, which is a $250,000 retention bonus, which is every year that Ryan Walters of this 3-year deal stays, he gets $250,000. So if you add that on there, Mike, I've done the math and it's quick math, and it's $1.3, $1.4, and $1.5 million for the 3 years of this contract. And it's a big boy contract, because I've looked at some of the preliminary numbers, which aren't updated now, but because USA Today is the one that does this database and they update it annually, which means it comes around Christmas time. But Ryan Walters is one of probably around 30 guys now that make $1 million. They're 7-figure coordinator. The news release that was sent out said that he's one of the top 3 defensive coordinator salaries in the Big Ten. I would imagine that's behind the Ohio State defensive coordinator and Jim Leonard over at Wisconsin. But then I'm thinking that Ryan Walters sits third, and he's among the top 10 of defensive coordinator salaries in the country. Now, it's defensive coordinator salaries. And I just think this is a big boy contract, and this is a huge deal to Illinois. It's a huge deal for Illinois at Illinois for 2 reasons. One, it kind of unveils the myth that Josh Whitman isn't going to pay to keep people, because I think he's got Chancellor Jones's ear to what Illinois wants to do from a financial standpoint. And if you're building all these buildings and you're putting together all of these packages for people, you need to be able to at least attempt to keep them. And I think there's also an intelligence behind this too, because there's going to be some big boy defensive coordinator jobs that open up, because I think there's going to be some big boy head coaching jobs that have already opened up. Let's just say in Ryan Walters' hometown of Los Angeles, California, there's already a big boy head coaching job that's open, and which would mean there's a big boy defensive coordinator job that's going to open. And at LSU, there's going to be a huge defensive coordinator job open up, whoever takes that head coaching job. And Florida is without a defensive coordinator now. So those are 3 big boy blue blood programs that are going to need, they're going to need defensive bosses. And Illinois is doing everything they can, along with which would now be a $750,000, retention price if they want to steal Ryan Walters away for a defensive coordinator job. And it's a $1 million price if anybody in the Big Ten wants to come calling for Ryan Walters for the same job. Now, this doesn't preclude Ryan Walters from taking a head coaching job at some level or at any level in the next few years. I don't think that's going to come calling at the end of this season, but I think that there was some verification from Josh Whitman's point of view and from Brett Bielema's point of view that you know, Ryan Walters needs to be paid or he's going to leave for this, for the same job. And I will also add, and I want to get this added on real quick, is that this is the problem that Brett Bielema had early on with Barry Alvarez, is that he kept losing assistant coaches at Wisconsin and didn't appreciate it. And Wisconsin basically refused to pay for assistant coaches under Brett Bielema. And now Illinois has proven that if Brett does very well in the hiring process, and he has done very, very well with this defensive staff, they will pay to keep them. And I think that that's just another sign of Illinois showing support for what Brett Bielema was trying to build here at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, several points come to mind. First off, it's ironic that Mr. Alvarez didn't like to pay for assistant coaches. Certainly, he had a retention bonus set up to make sure that he didn't leave University of Wisconsin. But I guess sometimes what's good for the goose, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things I think is probably, and we talked about this extensively, this might have been a little bit early in your tenure, but Josh Whitman sent a shot across college sports when he basically, at least was at minimum, at parity with Kentucky for Orlando Antigua's services. And that was something that has never been done. It's not done by even the Blue Bloods very often, and certainly has never been done by Illinois. Now, all of a sudden, he's looking at a defensive coordinator who's running a defense that has exceeded expectations by a large amount. And he is now going to reward that, the coach who is at least nominally the person who's coordinating and running the show. Although one could argue that Brett Bielema has done a wonderful job of hiring a defensive staff, because there, besides Ryan Walters, and I think he would be the first guy to admit it, there's a lot of talent that's in that defensive coaching staff as well. But it is something that as a long-term Illini fan, you could watch head coaches not get paid, let alone talented coordinators and assistant coaches over time. And so this is a huge, huge sea change for Illinois Athletic and bodes very well for the future. The other thing that comes to mind is when you take a look at the two head coaches, both who have impressive resumes, have won wherever they're at for the vast majority of their careers. Both gentlemen are extremely accomplished at hiring. And I can tell you that, you know, if you choose the wrong individual to be your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator, it can hamstring the development of your football program, even if you're the best coach there is. And Ryan Walters is certainly universally looked at as an excellent choice by the head coach, very similar to the way Underwood has now constructed what appears to be not one, but two very successful staffs for him. So I gave you a lot of things to chew on there. Any thoughts based on a variety of things I threw out?
Well, I think there has been a motivation among, I'll say, the four guys, the four horsemen of this Illinois defense, which is Brett Bielema, Ryan Walters, Kevin Kane, who came over as a defensive coordinator from SMU to be an assistant coach on this defense, and inside linebacker coach Andy Boo, all of which have been defensive coordinators at some point in their career, but have joined forces to just create a defense that, Mike, you said it, has, if you look at any statistical category you want to, they are so significantly better than they were last year and even the year before when they went to a bowl game, that I think they wanted to stick together. Now, you understand in the business world, Mike, and in the sales world, that, yeah, I'd love to keep my sales team or keep my entire team together, and there's only one reason why that doesn't happen usually, and that's money. And that's usually trying to make sure that you're taken care of in a way that puts you at a level that is, you know, basically, I would say, coherent with what you've done and what you've proven. And I think in 1 year, Ryan Walters has proven that he deserves to be among, at the very least, the top half, if not the top third, of Big Ten defensive coordinators, defensive bosses. I look at Ohio State's defensive coordinator, Kerry Coons, is the highest paid. From what I've gathered in the numbers that I've been able to accumulate, is the highest paid defensive coordinator in the Big Ten. And he makes somewhere around $1.5 million a year. So by the end of this contract, and I don't know where that's going to take because everybody gets paid more and more every year, Ryan Walters is going to be right there in terms of salary. Now, that doesn't mean Illinois' defense is going to be as dominant as it is every year, but it does give you a better understanding that I think that these four guys are going to try to stick together as much as possible. The only thing I think precluding that would be Kevin Kane getting a defensive coordinator position at a Power Five level. And so that's something that I feel like could happen here pretty soon if Illinois keeps this defense the way it is. But I think that Illinois is primed to have, you know, one of the best defensive staffs in the Big Ten. And I said it after they beat Minnesota a couple of weeks ago up in Minneapolis, Mike, during our postgame pod, and I still believe it. So I don't think Josh Whitman is really interested anymore in this narrative that Illinois is going to get beaten simply because they don't have enough money. They've proven in terms of facilities and in terms of financial backing that they can produce this type of money.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, no one wants to step in front of somebody having the opportunity to be promoted and realize their dreams. So obviously, you know, if Ryan Walters has an opportunity to be the head coach of a P5 school, I certainly would understand, be the first person to be sad that he's leaving, but give him a high five on the way out and hope he does well. But it really means that, you know, if you're paying this type of dollars, you know, I think you've talked about it, you know, LSU's coach is going to be gone. So there's a potential LSU defensive coordinator position. Florida gave up a lot of points to a very untalented team yesterday. So there's a Florida defensive coordinator position open. We know USC is going to be hiring, which leaves. So there's some big boys that are out there that might be, you know, might be a threat. At the same time, if you're Ryan Walters looking at making a lateral change there, he has to look at this defense and what, you know, he and his staff have put together, and they have to be thinking, if we get an injection of talent, because let's face it, the defensive side of this team was where most of the question marks were before the season started. And they've been able to turn those question marks into not only solutions, but literally positives. You know, if you're thinking a plus minus, they've actually turned the defense, which was considered to be like, oh my gosh, are we going to be able to stop anybody? They've turned the defense into the heart of the team, the most consistent and positive and most dominating part of the team. And again, you know, there's a part of me that thinks, you know, when he looks at some of these other positions, he might actually see more upwards potential of turning Illinois into a defensive powerhouse than LSU or Florida, which, you know, many people, particularly with the LSU job, it's like, ho-hum, that's what they're supposed to do. And so, you know, as a sales guy, you know, I look at that and I say, well, maybe I go and I turn a team around that, you know, I mean, Illinois, even under Mike White, while they had some great defenses, they were known as an offensive team. Under John Makovic, they had some great defenses, but they were known for Jeff George, you know, I mean, and even, you know, the Juice Williams era, you know, or the Kurt Kitner era. And so you could actually turn Illinois into a defensive power and kind of be the guy who's gets all the credit in the world for it. So I could see where maybe, you know, this is a tempting thing to look at, and maybe the only real risk might be a head coaching job. And when you look at his age at 35 and you look at what he's putting together on a resume, you know, if you have three more good years here at Illinois, that puts you at right around 40 years old. And I don't know if I could think of a coach who's got that much higher potential than what he has, unless you just have a preference for taking somebody on the other side of the ball.
A lot to chew on there, Mike, but let me just make us.
Oh, I like to turn.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I'm turning the tables on you this podcast.
Let me point something out that'll make us both feel really old. When Ryan Walters gets through this, if and when Ryan Walters gets through this contract at Illinois, he will still only be 38 years old. there's plenty of time for him to be a really awesome head coach at 38 years old. Like this is what's so fascinating about Ryan Walters is that he comes to Illinois at 34, turns 35 this year, and gets another 3-year contract extension to where he'll be, I think, I have not verified this with anybody at Illinois, but I cannot remember if there was ever a 7-figure coordinator at the University of Illinois. I also think in my lifetime, there really have only been two guys that have been defensive gurus at the University of Illinois. One is Lou Tepper and the other is Ryan Walters. I think he's really done a wonder with this defense. And the third thing I'll mention is that I don't know how Ryan Walters is going to look at this Illinois, you know, rebuild differently according to, you know, some of those blue blood programs, because you can turn it on and off like a light switch at Florida and LSU. You can't. I've just seen it. That's just something I have to acknowledge. However, I do think that there has been this narrative that has been passed on, Mike, that 2022 was supposed to be this drop-off year for Illinois when all of these super seniors walked out the door. I look at this Illinois defense, Mike, and there's 9 potential returning starters coming back on this defense. Only guys that they're losing are Owen Carney and Isaiah Gay on the outside at linebacker. If you look at where this defense is, how this defense is going to line up this coming Saturday against Iowa. My understanding, again, is that, you know, Tony Adams, you're also going to lose as well. Yep. So you probably got 8 returning starters on defense. And that's a lot of returning starters on defense. So what I think Ryan Walters is really intrigued about with this Illinois defense is not, hey, what happens when I get all this talent, get better, quote unquote, better talent. I think Ryan Walters is really intrigued by, gee, what happens if we get more depth, you know, where I don't have to play guys 50, 60 snaps a game, you know? And so what this defense is doing right now without a whole lot of depth behind it, or at least experienced depth behind it, is pretty remarkable. And I think that Ryan Walters is on the recruiting trail right now out on the West Coast and out where he does a lot of his recruiting acumen in the St. Louis area right now, trying to build depth on this defense. But I do think that he and a lot of these guys, again, the Kevin Canes and Andy Booz and Terrence Jamison's, Aaron Henry's, they all get in this little bunker and decide how they're going to, you know, divvy up this defense week by week. And I think these guys really feel like 2022 is not going to be a drop-off year, at least defensively for Illinois. And if you're able to get stops and you're able to get 3 and outs and you're able to give the offense more and more possessions, Mike, you can win a lot of football games doing that. And as this offense continues to develop in the Brett Bielema era, I think it's nice to know that you've got a guy on Ryan Walters that's at least contractually you think is going to be around for a little bit to make this defense as high octane as it already is. And maybe even better with some increased depth and maybe the idea of some 4-star athletes that really want to come and play defense for Illinois. And I think that there's some exciting elements to that. They've really done a great job with this. The four horsemen of Illini defense really getting together and doing what they do. This defensive staff, when they put it together, I just thought was really, really good. And it's been proven out to be really, really good. And like you always see, Mike, with head coaching contracts, the defensive boss, Ryan Walters, I think is really getting a financial bump off of everybody else's achievements. And I wouldn't be shocked, Mike, if not only with – I know they're announcing just Ryan Walters today because I think they want to get that pushed into the Board of Trustees meeting that's going to come up this week. But I would not be shocked if the salary pool increased next year and the year after that for all of the assistants so that Brett Bielema doesn't have to worry about, you know, having guys move around and having to hire assistants, you know, 3-4 assistants every year because everybody comes calling for Illinois because they can just pay them more. Josh Whitman and give him credit, you know, Chancellor Robert Jones has decided that that's not going to be the case here at Illinois. And I think it's a precedent that Illini fans have been looking forward to for a long, long time. And I think that Josh Whitman's trying to make that, you know, a reality now year in and year out.
Yeah. And one of the things I think they've really avoided some of the traps of the past is, you know, if you're a prospective high school star and you think there's an opportunity at University of Illinois, and you want to play defense, you're impressed by the defense that you've seen this year. When you see that Ryan Walters has got a contract that makes it very likely, of course you can't predict the future, but very likely that he could be there for the vast majority of your time, or if you're a 5-star and you think you're going to go pro your junior year. Well, you've got an opportunity to know that, hey, I'm going to, that guy that I want to play for is going to be there the whole time I'm going to be there. And to me, that's a huge, huge asset, because we saw with Ron Zook as the head coach that once, you know, people didn't know how long he was going to be there, it was very easy for other coaches to counter program against that. And I think, again, this is something, you know, one of the things that fans really don't understand, and you get an opportunity to meet, you know, Coach B, and I hardly know him, but I've had opportunities to watch him work, and I've seen a lot of people work over the years. This is a guy who's figuring out ways to win, and that's pretty much the only thing he seems to think about. And this is a particular a big thing, because if you get this defense and they can play, keep this level up, you know, you're going to be competitive in pretty much, you know, what, 10 out of their 11 out of 12 games you play. Every team's going to have that one, you know, lay an egg game. Ohio State's had it this year already.
Sure.
So, but this team, you know, these coaches get these kids prepared, and I got to think, if you're Coach B, you know, you kind of, you know, turn that whole ISR on, you know, you turn that onto the offense, and you start saying, what do I do to get that better? Because you've got a brain trust that you don't have to worry about that can keep this defense, you know, at a high level and progressing. It seems like we're seeing this team evolve right in front of us. Now, the one thing I would say to Illini fans is be careful. The game this week at Iowa doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't necessarily mean that we're automatically now going to win, because we got, the defensive coordinator has been extended. It's still a very tough game in a very tough venue. But for the long term, we're not thinking about just next game, but for the long term, this is what you know, Bielmuth tends to do, is he's looking more long term. And when you talk to him, it's very interesting how he talks as much about the long term from a coaching standpoint as he does the day to day stuff. Now, you know, with the kids, he's focusing on day to day. But he definitely has one foot in today and one foot into how you're building it for the future. And you start to see that come through and how things are getting built.
Yeah. And I'll add this, is that I think this contract just further exemplifies to me that, I mean, Ryan Walters is 35 years old right now. There isn't any doubt in the world to me that he's going to get the opportunity to be a head coach at some point. There just isn't. I look at his mannerisms, the way that he already goes about his business, the way that he deals with the media, with us, the way that he can go out and recruit, the way that he can exemplify his point of view in a very succinct manner, and in a very professional manner. He's not a yeller and a screamer. He's a guy that is pretty cerebral, actually, with what he likes to do defensively. Works really well in amongst the staff, as you can tell this year. There isn't any doubt in the world that if some athletic director really wants to take a chance, if Illinois' defense continues to be really, really good, and say Illinois wins 7 or 8 games in a year, somebody's going to come calling for that defensive boss. They just is. And at that point, I mean, he'll hate to do it, but Brett Bielema will shake his hand and say, you got to go. Like, I did this same thing where I went from defensive coordinator to head coach. You got to give it a try. You'll kick yourself if you don't. And so at that moment, it became interesting to me, Mike, is that these dollar figures don't equate to being a power five. And some group of 6 coaches are actually getting paid more than this now per year. So if Ryan Walters wants to sit around and wait for a great opportunity, say at his alma mater at Colorado, and I'm not putting out anything that Illinois fans need to be worried about right now, but, you know, at a UCLA in his home city, at a Colorado, if Rick George, Illinois alum, is listening to this podcast, there's a guy who played for Colorado who's probably going to be a really good head coach at some point. But I think that Illinois wanted to show people, just like they did in words, and we never got verification on the Antigua deal, except for Sturdy had it pretty good. I think that Whitman wasn't just using words. There was paper on the table.
Yep.
If he wanted to sign it. This needed to be done in terms of just giving this fan base and giving this alumni base and giving this donor base the idea of, so what's my money going toward? And I think that is okay. Now we have the buildings. Now we're going to keep our people. And I think that Illinois has decided, and I think Josh Whitman has decided, especially with this Brett Bielema hire, I'm not going to get beat because of dollars and cents. I'm going to get beat because they're just better at football than us on a given Saturday. And we're not at that level yet, but I'm not getting beat in the boardroom, and I'm not getting beat on a contract with somebody. Yeah. And I think that mentality has to be appreciated by everybody I just mentioned, fans, alumni, and donors in the future. And I think that's something that needed to happen, and probably needed to happen before Christmas, because again, there were going to be a lot of schools that called about Ryan Walters just to see if they could get him on, you know, for quote unquote cheap compared to like what the prices are to normally get staff members at a Florida and at LSU and a Southern Cal. So this needed to happen.
Well, and the other thing is, and this may be a first, and I don't know, because this would be a hard one to research, but the fact that this is done proactively. So, you know, this wasn't like, hey, LSU just offered you X, we're going to match it. Right. This is something that's here first. And, you know, Ryan Walters, he's a smart guy, but, and everybody knows, everybody wants to feel that pat on their back. You know, they want to feel that, hey, you did a good job, we appreciate you. And you don't want to have to go in there and ask for it. You want them to call you into the office and give it to you.
Right.
And again, this is a different, this is why when I listen to people talk about, well, Josh Whitman, you know, this or Josh Whitman, that, and as an athletic director, you're going to have detractors. There's no doubt. But I look at, you know, his evolution and the decisions he's making and how he's approaching things. And to me, you know, we're kind of seeing somebody round out into form, and he's starting to take the moves that you would expect, a guy that is on top of the Big Ten to be making, not a guy who's on the bottom getting pillaged by the rest of the Big Ten. And so the basketball program is now sitting at a point where it's near the top or at the top, and he's doing his best to get the football program there. And that'll probably be a steeper hill to climb. But I like it when I see our athletic director, you know, as they say in football, you know, he's in the end zone and he's acting like he's been there before.
Yeah. And I think it's like you said, it's preemptive. It's proactive. Yep. It's an athletic director recognizing that I don't want to get into a bidding war with Florida or LSU or USC or anybody else who wants a new defensive coach. There's going to be them out there. It's a guy that's proactive in going to Chancellor Jones and saying, you know, and going to athletic boosters who we all know that are at the top of the food chain at Illinois and saying, what can you do for me? What can we make happen? You know, what can we make happen without having to get into a bidding war with Florida? I don't want Ryan's representation to come to me and say, well, Florida's got this offer sheet out there for $1.5 million a year for Ryan Walters, like, and having to go, okay, I'll match it, even though I know now Ryan's got one foot out the door, right? I mean,
exactly.
I want him to be able, and here's the other big part about it, and we haven't even mentioned this, is that early signing comes up in a month. And I just don't think Ryan Walters is going to have to go into a home now, even though he did have a 3-year deal prior to Sunday. He's not going to be able to go into a home and go, so are you going to be here during my entire son's career? That's pretty much set. I mean, if he's not, it's because somebody offered him an extraordinary amount of, you know, Kevin Steele type $2.5 million a year to be a defensive coordinator kind of deal. But Ryan Walters can effectively recruit without being negatively recruited against, well, he's not really going to stay at Illinois, you know, right. Like that kind of stuff. And so, I mean, I'll just mention names. When you go, they're going to continue to go into Jimmy Rolder's home and say, hey, we want you to come play middle linebacker here at Illinois. Whether that's going to happen or not, or whether Ryan Walters' contract had any bearing on that, it's not something that Ohio State and Michigan and Iowa can go, yeah, that's, that guy's not going to be your defensive boss, you know, for your entire career. Don't go there. You know,
yep.
That's not on the table anymore. He can't go into the, you know, transfer portal and say, hey, I'm not going to be there. Are you going to be there next year when I transfer into Illinois? I don't know. Like, Antonio Doyle knows pretty much that when Ryan Walters comes into his house to recruit him as a St. Louis native, he's going to be there, you know, next year, if that's the case. So, negative recruiting happens, Mike. You and I both know that. And a lot of it is, well, you know, he gets really good at Illinois, he's going to go someplace else. And I just think that's a narrative that Josh Whitman and Chancellor Jones and some of these boosters at Illinois wanted to proactively, you know, nip in the bud, and nip in the bud before Christmas. And I think that they did a really good job of doing that. Especially, we're now almost exactly a month out of early signing day. And I think that this was really smart. I think it allows these guys to effectively go on the road like they were doing this weekend and recruit the same way that they were doing during the earlier bye week. And it's really going to pay off, I think, in recruiting, especially this last month when they're able to kind of nip something in the bud that's been a negative recruiting issue for programs like Illinois, and not just Illinois, but, you know, programs that aren't blue bloods in football like Illinois.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. Like I said, it's hard for me as somebody who's been, you know, more in the business world. Obviously, I haven't had the benefit of covering different programs like you have. But, you know, from an organizational standpoint of building continuity and getting succession planning and those type of things coming along, Whitman's doing an awful lot that we haven't seen out of an Illinois athletic director who's, you know, it seems like generally they're more worried about, can I raise some funds and, you know, can I, you know, by sticking my finger in the hole of the dike, you know, can I keep the water from coming out? And I might need, you know, 10 fingers and a couple toes. He seems to be trying to play the game a little bit ahead. And to me, that's where, you know, when I get the warm and fuzzies, that's what I'm getting from the Illini program, is we've got somebody who really is trying to be in control of the situation, not reacting to a situation. And that's a nice change.
It's also important for Illinois to be able to say, hey, look, Jim Leonard makes $1.2 million a year. We're in that ballpark now with Ryan Walters. You know, Kerry Coombs makes $1.3 to $1.5 million a year. We're in that same ballpark, you know, and Michigan can go get a defensive coordinator from the Baltimore Ravens. He makes less money than Ryan Walters does now annually. And so there's a lot to be said for Illinois just not being the little brother of finances in the Big Ten and getting outbid by people. I don't think Brad Underwood's going to have a problem keeping, you know, alum Chester Frazier on his staff and Jeff Alexander on his staff for a good long period of time, but that means something, you know. And I think that Brett Bielema has always, wherever he's been, said, you know, don't give me that money. Give the guys in those other offices that are doing, you know, as much work as I am that money. He's always been that way ever since he became a head coach. This is just another signal that if you perform for Brett Bielema, and everybody needs to understand, Ryan Walters and Brett Bielema didn't meet until Brett Bielema wanted to hire him. Like, they did not know each other. So this is simply a philosophical thing for Brett Bielema to say, if you're doing well for me, I will take care of you. It's not a problem. Don't worry about it. And I think that's all fine and good. And then he has to go to his boss and make sure that's going to happen. And Josh Whitman has gone to Chancellor Jones and gone to the boosters and said, no, Brett, I got you. That's okay. We're all in sync here. And I think that it's important for Illinois to show that everybody in power that's trying to turn Illinois football around is in sync here about doing it. And I don't want to say unfortunately, but in reality now, Mike, you and I both know that a lot of that comes with dollars and cents, and it becomes a priority to make sure that Ryan Walters is paid what he needs to be paid in order to stay at Illinois, because this is a dollars and cents business now. And that's something that Illinois has slowly but almost instantly, when they hired Josh Whitman, started to understand with all the buildings that are going up and with all the salary increases that you've seen across all the sports. Josh Whitman gets it, and I'm sure he understood what was coming for Ryan Walters if we didn't get this proactively done, and Illinois was able to do that. And it also shows, more than anything, and this isn't a contract that's going to keep Ryan Walters at Illinois if somebody wants to give him, you know, an exorbitant amount of salary to be a head coach. It's just not. But what it does is it shows Ryan Walters is committed to being part of this staff and making sure that this rebuild, I don't think that anybody on this staff thinks this rebuild's done, not nearly done. And I think it shows a desire for Ryan Walters to not job hop for a while, because again, he can look at this at the end of this contract at 38 years old and go, okay, what's my next step? Is it staying at Illinois? Is it becoming a head coach? Is it staying at Illinois and maybe even getting a bigger job because we're doing really well now? Or, you know, he has a lot of options. And if Brett Bielema wants to turn Ryan Walters into the next Dave Aranda, and I don't think that anybody's going to scoff at that at Illinois. And I think that if he were to get a Power Five job after, say, this contract's up, then Ryan Walters earned every penny of this. And,
oh yeah.
And you just wish him the best of luck wherever he goes. And I'm here to tell you that wherever he goes, he'll probably have a lot of luck and a lot of success.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to, you know, instead of being the death march of coaches, to, you know, kind of turn it around, maybe where Illinois becomes a cradle of coaches. And I do think that, you know, when you're, doesn't matter what business, whether it's sports or non-sports, you know, your contributions have to be equaled by your compensation. And, yeah, and certainly what we've seen is that's a very simple model to follow. And I think in reality, you know, Coach B and Josh got this thing right, and that's the way you want to do it. And I think Coach Underwood and Josh got it right with Orlando. He just took a different route, which no one could blame him for taking. So, but the bottom line is, if you do the fundamentals correct, you know, the athletic program is going to end up in a better place. So give us a wrap up here then. Any other points that you want to make before we take this one home?
I think it's a great day to be an Illini football fan, because you just saw your administration and you just saw its head coach do something that, I've got to keep looking back, and there's other guys like Lauren Tate and Bob Osmussen that I can check with and see if this is actually, 100% accurate, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty darn accurate that I think before today, Illinois had never had a seven-figure defensive coordinator and never even thought about having a seven-figure defensive coordinator. In 2022, they'll have one. And I think that that's a significant step in the right direction for Illinois to make this rebuild happen. Because as I've said, Mike, and as I said in Minneapolis, if they can keep this thing together as a whole staff, and I'm not just talking about defense, I'm talking about some guys on offense too, like a George McDonald and, you know, guys like Corey Patterson, who does a really good job recruiting in St. Louis, and guys like Bart Miller, who's done a really, really good job with this offensive line. They keep this whole group together for a while, I think that things are going to start to change and start to look a lot better with Illinois football. And as we all know, Mike, as you've seen it all across the country, when football gets better, everything else gets better on campus. And I think you're starting to see that. And I think today, Sunday, November 14th, 2021, you saw a commitment from Brett Bielema, Josh Whitman, Chancellor Robert Jones, and some boosters who are not named that, Mike, we all both know, that made a significant commitment to U of I football today that I think is going to have multi-years of success written all about it, because Ryan Walters is destined, I think, for success. He's shown it in year one, and he's shown it to me in every way that he acts about things. But this is a great day to be an Illini fan, because you can go to work on Monday morning and say, well, we're not getting outbid by the Ohio States and the Michigans and the Wisconsins anymore and the Iowas. It's just not going to happen. We're actually going to pay people, and we're trying to be a big boy in this sport slowly but surely. And I think you're seeing signs of that today. Again, Sunday, November 14th, 2021 was just another sign, but I think it was a big one.
Good, good. Well, thank you, Matt. For those people out there, of course, IlliniGuys.com, you need to subscribe whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the U.S., halfway across the world. It doesn't matter. IlliniGuys.com is the number one place for Illinois sports information and a lot of comments and knowledge that you can get back in our forums and our message boards. Also, please listen for the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular on a radio station somewhere around you in the state of Illinois. If you go to our radio tab, you can find out what stations broadcast us and what time we're on. We're on Friday or Saturdays. It's a two-hour show talking about Illini sports, and we actually have a positive mental outlook. So at the end of the show, you'll probably have a smile on your face and maybe wonder about our sanity, but that's fine, you know. And the bottom line is if you get the opportunity, we have a family of podcasts. This is I on the Illini you've been listening to. Also listen to Sturdy for 30. He comes out with basketball game previews. I think we may have one coming out tonight to talk about Marquette. So that should be awesome. We also have Ked's recruiting roundup that comes out. Ked has the latest on some of the recruits that are coming in. So don't forget about that. So between all those things, there's a lot of different ways that you can support IlliniGuys.com. And the final thing is give us a 5-star rating. It helps us so much with those podcast distribution companies as well. Thank you very much, everybody. This is an excellent day. I can tell you that the whole Illini Guys staff is very excited to have Ryan Walters around. We think the future is bright. Have a great day, and ILLINI to everybody.